Farmers have been selling their crops at markets as long as there have been farmers, through roadside stands on the edge of their fields to the common markets where many food producers meet to share their wares. Farmers have brought their products directly to the consumers. I looked into local farmers markets as the spring season begins. Chattanoogans have developed a taste for the freshest food available, and local farmers markets help bring the crops from the field to the table as quickly as possible. Farmers may choose to contract with major grocers, but the slower pace of selling their wares one-on-one at a farmer's market attracts many local food producers. The Chattanooga Market is a nonprofit organization that hosts a weekly market from April through November. Each Sunday, the Chattanooga Market offers entertainment along with local food artisans, artists, and farmers. Located in the First Tennessee Pavilion, it provides a covered space for a variety of vendors. Paul Smith is the general manager.
The Chattanooga Market's 2013 opening date is April 21st. Our opening day is going to be really unique. It's the first time it's ever happened at a public market anywhere, as far as we can tell. We are going to be hosting the Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra, the full orchestra with Kyoko Dan conducting. They're going to have a kids ensemble down at the traditional main stage with a petting zoo where people can touch and feel the instruments, and it's an outreach for them, and we're just so delighted to have the Symphony Orchestra joining the Chattanooga Market. It should be a really unique event.
You've never had this happen before with that many instruments at the market at the same time.
That is correct. Sweet Georgia Sound, we had always thought was big with 22 pieces or 24 pieces. But we've researched and we can't find anywhere in any public market anywhere in the country where they've had their symphony orchestra out at a market. So it's kind of unique. Some of the key dates that are changing this year, we have a spring fest following week. We're going to have the folk school come out and do square dancing and old traditional music. It's just typical how the market works. We go from having a symphony orchestra to having old-timey music the next week. A big date, Beast Feast, May 26th. It's going to be a big event this year because of the U.S. Pro Cycling Championship, so they're going to be in town. We're partnering with them. A new event is June 30th, the Street Food Festival. Chattanooga has such a thriving street food industry right now, and it's growing. But we've invited some of the street trucks in from Atlanta and from Nashville, so you'll be able to come and get samples from all these unique kind of foods that they sell in these food trucks, and that should be a lot of fun. We have dozens and dozens of new vendors. We have some new farms. Nana's Frozen Custard out on Hickson Pike has got a truck now, so we'll have ice cream back at the market. It was missing last year. Terra Nostra is one of our new food trucks, so you'll be able to have a variety of dining options. It should just be a fun year. Make sure to pick up a rack card when you're there. It's too hard to talk about all 40 dates in such a short period of time.
The Main Street Market is managed by Bonnie Baranowski. This farmer's market is a collection of truck beds and sunshades with local food producers ready to share a recipe as much as sell fresh food for your table.
We do have the local focus. All of our farmers grow within a 75-mile radius of Chattanooga, so that's about as local as you can get without growing it in your own backyard. And all of our farmers are required to grow their crops sustainably, in other words, without the use of chemical pesticides and fertilizers, things like that. They need to use natural methods, and if they're doing meats, they also need to allow them to be free range and not feed them conventional feed. That type.
Avoid steroids and chemicals.
Yes, definitely. Some of them are certified USDA organic or certified naturally grown. They're not required to be certified, but they are following those guidelines. And when we go through the vendor application process, our board goes and does farm visits to ensure that this is taking place.
The Main Street Farmers Market is open year-round, although there are shorter hours in the winter than there are in the summer. What are your hours?
Right now, we're still in our shorter hours, 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesday afternoons. That's going to run through the end of March. And then on April 3rd, we're going to switch to our peak season hours, which is 4 to 6 p.m.
That will run through November.
That's correct.
And where are you located?
We're located at 325 East Main Street. That's about a quarter of a mile east from intersection of Main and Market Streets.
The Brainerd Market is located in Grace Episcopal Church on Belvoir Avenue and is open on Saturdays from 10 to 12 beginning April 7th. In addition to fresh food, you can take the time to get to know the farmers and food producers when you shop at a farmer's market. It can be an educational event when you learn where your food comes from, as well as inviting you to try new and different seasonal offerings.
You know, the Chattanooga Market is a big event, but there are so many great markets. The Wednesday Market, Signal Mountain Market, the Brainerd Market. Just go out and buy local produce. Some of the times it's the same exact farms, but even if it's not, just go eat healthy.
The Chattanooga Market is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that not only runs the Chattanooga Market at the Tennessee Pavilion, but there are other smaller markets around town that are associated with the Chattanooga Market.
The Ringgold Market and the Aquarium Art Market are really the only ones that we operate. We try to help promote the Wednesday Market on Main Street because it's a great group of people that are there. The Brainerd Market, the Signal Mountain Market, there's one at St. Albans, and the YMCA is thinking about starting one in Hickson. I hear that Udawal Nursery is going to start one, and any time that there's these small markets, we all grow together. So the best thing I can say is just go know your farmer no matter where you buy his produce from.
Buying fresh produce, locally grown meats, and artisan foods are all part of the experience you can expect when shopping at a local farmer's market. If these markets are not near you, take the time to find your own local farmer's market and stop by often to get to know where your food comes from. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.